Yeshaya Perek Lamed Le'ilin Nishmasav Yimari Pesel Rav Ramnata is the third of four of what I call the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure chapters, which is to say, they all start with, whoa, whoa, says every Perek, usually towards Klal Yisrael for some of their bad misbehaviors. Hoy banim sorerim ne'um Hashem. Whoa, my wayward children, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'asos etzah v'lo mini. You make plans against my will, not for me. You carry on, my wayward sons. V'lin soch masecha b'lo ruchi. And you scheme against my wishes. L'man sefos chatos al chatos. So therefore you add sin upon sin. So you compound your sins, carrying out a plan that is not for me, weaving a plot that is against my will. And so your sins mount on top of each other, so rare, like ben sorer umore, para sarura in Hosea, an obstinate, unmanageable animal, is so rare. And lenasech masecha could be like casting a mold or spreading out a blanket to serve as a cover. So it seems to suggest that maybe these banim sorerim are disguising their true character and their true plans. And as we're going to see, they're seeking refuge, they're seeking protection from the wrong places. They're looking for love in all the wrong places. Beis haholchim loredes Mitzrayim. You go down to Egypt. Ufi lo sha'alu. And you never asked me if you could go back down to Egypt. And we know the Rambam says that that is a lo sa'aseh to go back and live in Egypt. And in fact, the Rambam, in a shiur I heard the first days of Pesach, said in many of his letters, he signed them, Maimonides, Moshe ben Maimon, who is over three lavim on a regular basis, including the lav of living in Mitzrayim, which the Turkish Sultan had demanded that he do. La'oz b'ma'oz paro, v'lachzos b'tzel Mitzrayim. Draw strength from the oz, from the power of paro, and to seek protection or cover in Egypt's shadow. So who is this referring to historically? So some say this refers to King Ahaz, who made agreements with Egypt. Some say this is a reference to during the time of King Chizkiah. Rav Schwab brings down that there were elements within the Jewish government that tried to enlist the aid of Egypt to protect them. We know, for example, during the days of the righteous King Yoshiyahu, he refused to allow Egypt to even set foot in Eretz Yisrael. So we're supposed to eschew the Egyptians. This being Pesach, when we are learning this, very apropos in terms of the time and place. V'haya lochem pasuk gimel ma'oz paro levoshes. Eventually, Paro's might is going to turn to shame for you. V'hechasus b'tzel Mitzrayim lichlima. And protection in Egypt's shadow will turn to disgrace. Dalid. Ki hayu v'tzoan sarav. Because their generals of Egypt were in Tzoan Mitzrayim. U'malochav chanes yagiyu. And their ministers reached chanes. And finally, hey, kol hovish al am lo yo'ilu lamo. All were disgraced because of that nation, which was no help to them in the end anyway. As we've seen so many times in modern and ancient Jewish history, the Mitzrim are not our friends. Lo le'ezer, v'lo le'ho'il, not for assistance, not for any kind of avail. Ki levoshes v'gam lecherpa. Only shame and disgrace from making connections with the Egyptians. The ministers go to Chanes to receive tribute from the Jews, money and obeisance as a people, and we should be ashamed of ourselves for relying on foreign powers. Other nations are going to pour disgrace upon us as well. And it's interesting, Rabbi Hirsch points out in Pasuk Dalet, Hayu is past tense, but Yagiyu is future tense. So it seems that Yehuda's leaders traveled unofficially to Tzoan to start negotiating for a defense pact against Ashur. This is according to the Pshat, that this was in the time of Chizkiyahu when this happened. And all of this is happening while Ashur is devastating large parts of Yehuda after they've already exiled the 10 tribes as well. The interesting Hovish is an interesting word, Rabbi Hirsch points out, grammatically speaking. Bosh, with a vav, is to be ashamed of yourself, busha. And bosh, beis aleph shin, is an unpleasant sensation caused by the foul odor of decay. L'habisheni b'yoshev ha'aretz, to make me seem foul, to make me seem decayed in the eyes of the other lands. So v'gam l'cherpa, their humiliating wooing will bring nothing but ridicule and contempt from neighboring nations. So all of this is pointless, and we cannot count on Mitzrayim for the help that we seem to think that we can.